Today on Gardening in a Minute, citrus in containers. Containers allow gardeners everywhere to enjoy fresh homegrown citrus fruits of all kinds. Follow these simple steps to grow citrus in your backyard. Citrus containers can be plastic, metal, or wood. The material doesn't matter, as long as the container is large enough for the plant and has adequate drainage. A pot that is about 15 inches wide and deep is a good size to start a young tree. Most well-drained potting soils are fine for citrus, although some prefer more acidic soil. Citrus trees grow best in full sun. Water trees only when the top inch or two of the soil is dry to the touch, then water thoroughly. Your tree will require very little pruning, except to remove stray branches or lower limbs. Soon your tree will be a healthy provider. For more information on citrus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, treehouses. Images of childhood aren't complete without treehouses, but treehouses are not always the best thing for trees. The good news is that you can build a great treehouse without using screws, nails, or ropes to attach it to the tree. Build a sturdy, freestanding treehouse from the ground up for a tree-friendly play area at leaf level. Ropes, ladders, and bridges can connect the treehouses for maximum enjoyment of the tree's canopy. Consider safety. Even normal winds can cause serious damage to a treehouse as the tree moves, and consult a professional carpenter for complex jobs. If planned and built properly, this timeless American tradition can bring years of enjoyment while protecting the trees around it and instilling an appreciation for the natural world. For more information about treehouses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, biological control. Biological control is a way to reduce populations of harmful organisms by using their natural enemies. Many beneficials that feed on harmful insects can be purchased or encouraged in the landscape. Ladybugs and lacewings control aphids, whiteflies, and other pests. Parasites can also kill insects or hinder their reproduction. Tiny parasitic wasps lay eggs in aphids, which are then eaten when the eggs hatch. Parasitic wasps are common in landscapes and can be encouraged with nectar plants. To protect beneficials, if you must use a pesticide, choose a low-toxicity product targeted to your specific pest and only treat the affected plants. Biological control is most effective when used as a component of integrated pest management. So try some of these environmentally friendly techniques today. For more information on biological control, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil pH. A soil's pH is the measure of its acidity or alkalinity. Essential plant nutrients like iron become more or less available depending on the pH of the soil, so your soil's pH can affect the health of your plants. To determine your soil's pH, bring a soil sample to your county extension office for a soil test. Once you have the results, you can choose plants that are adapted to your soil pH. Most plants do best in slightly acidic soil, but some, like blueberries and azaleas, prefer strongly acidic soils. It's also possible to alter the pH of your soil by adding supplements like lime or sulfur, but the effects may be temporary, and applying too much lime or sulfur can damage your plants. For more information on soil pH and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, earthworms in the landscape. Of all the creatures in your garden to worry about, the earthworm is not one of them. Earthworms are an important part of healthy soils. As they travel through the soil, they feed on organic matter and convert it into rich humus called worm castings. Their activities enhance the decomposition of organic matter and contribute to the makeup of the soil. Earthworm burrows aerate the soil and provide paths for roots to grow and water to infiltrate. There are lots of different kinds of earthworms, and they're all beneficial. To encourage earthworms in the landscape, use organic mulch to build up the amount of organic matter. You can also try your hand at vermicomposting to get rid of kitchen scraps and reap the benefits of worm castings. For more information on earthworms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.